So this is my first time kind of being around a whole bunch of SEC people. It's been unbelievable so far. I had the opportunity to go to two Big 12 media days, and although very similar, you guys do it the right way. So really looking forward to today and talking a little bit about Texas A&M football and just having a smile on my face and having a whole lot of fun.
Left side here, second row.
Trevor, you kind of go around the terms of after a few rough years, you're the term hot seat when it comes to coaching. Do you think Coach Sumlin is facing a hot seat? Is this a crucial year for the Aggies?
I think any year is a crucial year for any team. I'm a guy that hasn't been around the program for a long time, but I do know that Coach Sumlin is very passionate about winning football games, as he should be. And for myself, being at my senior season, I hope to give him that. And so that's what we're focused on internally, is working hard every single day to be the best team we can be, to be the best individuals we can be, and to put a lot of points on the board so that we have an opportunity to win games.
Left side here.
Given the situation last year with the quarterbacks at A&M, you've come in and I think you had a pretty good spring. How does it feel to, I guess some people may think that you're kind of a guy that can help rebuild that position. Does that feel like, how do you feel about that?
You know, my transfer process has been pretty unique. It's been a leap of faith in a lot of ways, but looking back on it, it's been perfect. And I did get to step in, and the culture of A&M, and specifically the team, wrapped their arms around me and let me know that I was part of the family. And I got to become a leader of the team pretty quickly, which was very unique. But going through 15 spring practices, I feel like we got better and better each day. And we've kind of solidified some things. We've got to go throughout the summer with me kind of being the guy and work on timing and things like that. So I think moving forward, it's definitely going to prove to be a positive thing this upcoming season.
We all like to argue in the media about different fans, Big 12 fans, SEC fans, Big 10 fans, who has the best fans. I'm curious if you could compare the fans of the two conferences now that you've had a chance to be in both.
You know, I haven't got to play yet in the SEC, but I have been around. I got to play against a few SEC teams, got to play at Tennessee last year, and there's a lot of similarities. I will say that the SEC stadiums are a little bit bigger, and so you will have a few more fans in the stands. So who knows? That could prove to be, maybe a little bit louder on a week-to-week basis, but the fans in the Big 12 were rocking as well each and every week.
Right side here in the front row.
Trevor, why Texas A&M? Why did you choose Texas A&M?
So when I decided to put out my release to contact letter, I didn't know what to expect. And I was kind of looking for a fresh start, get out of the Big 12, although Coach Stoops allowed me to play in the Big 12 if I wanted to, but wanted to step away from that and have a fresh start. And so I started putting feelers out there and heard back from some great schools. I was really pleased with how that whole process went. I'm from Texas. I'm a San Antonio guy. And so I was thinking, big-time schools closer to home, Texas A&M. It's in the SEC. Gave Coach Sumlin a call, and he was very upfront and honest with me that he had two guys on campus at that point that they felt comfortable with, and that's all I wanted. I wanted to have a conversation with him, and he was upfront and honest, which I respected a lot. Then moving forward just a few days, two guys left from A&M, and so we got back on the phone, and it was a little bit different conversation at that point. But my whole process was looking for something perfect for my senior year. I was a guy that was extremely happy at Oklahoma, loved the people that I was around, got to do a bunch of great things. But just, when it boils down to it, I miss being on the field. I miss playing football. And so Coach Riley, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, gave me some great advice. And he related to his coaching ventures, and it was don't walk to something, run to something. If there's an opportunity that you're running towards and you feel like it's great for your future, then take it. And I think Texas A&M was that. And since I've gotten there, everything's fallen into place with being named the starter and just other things with relationships off the field that have proven to be true in that.
Left side in the back.
What adjustments have you had to make offensively? And then thoughts on Coach Mazzoni's offense?
I haven't had to make too many adjustments as far as the offense goes. It's all stuff that I've done before. Coach Mazzoni brings in kind of a mix between the spread and some zone read stuff, all things that I've done before, whether it be with Coach Heupel early on in my career or Coach Riley this past year. So there wasn't a huge learning curve as far as offensive scheme goes. I think also bringing a new offensive coordinator in as I come in helps us out because it's not just me learning a new offense. It's the whole team, so we get to learn together. So Coach Mazzoni's done a great job. I really feel like we got better each practice moving forward throughout the spring, and hopefully that trend continues throughout the season.
Left side on the aisle.
Trevor, I don't know if your teammates have given you any sort of scouting report as you enter the SEC, but if so, are there any defensive guys in the conference that some of your teammates might have pointed out as like, hey, like you got to watch out for this guy that's on the schedule this year? Anyone like that?
No specific guys that they've mentioned. You know, just being a college football fan myself, you know, I watch games on Saturdays, you know, flying back from my games at Oklahoma, I'd watch a whole bunch of SEC games. And like I said, I've gotten to play against Tennessee twice. I got to play against Alabama, things like that. So I know what it's like, and I know what type of defenses, you know, there are in the SEC. And it's a challenge each and every week, and it's something you got to look forward to as a competitor.
We have time for one last question.
Trevor, you mentioned some of the things that brought you to Texas A&M. You obviously were committed to A&M as a high schooler, decommitted, and then was the Johnny Manziel for the Oklahoma scout team leading up to the bowl game. How much did that familiarity sort of lead to your decision to end up at Texas A&M?
In some ways, it was a big part. You know, I know a bunch of people at Texas A&M. I know the culture at Texas A&M it's close to home where I'm from. So the learning curve there and kind of the getting acclimated stage there wasn't really a factor. And so I did feel comfortable there. But most importantly, it was just the best situation in the football side of things for me. With a need at quarterback and still a big-time program, it was the perfect place for me, and that's really what it boiled down to in the end.